Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Everything's shaping up for the home opener.
We've invited the Patriots, and we're ecstatic that they're going to be there.
Chris Carnes has been breaking news all morning.
Good news for you this morning.
No Patriots appearances tomorrow in the form of their coach or the coaching staff.
Sorry to play you through it.
No Tom Brady, no Bob Kraft.
Were you guys in any way concerned in the offseason about...
Sweetheart, let me just answer you.
Who's ready for Celtic playoff basketball?
Tommy's been saying it for days. Gordon will be the X Factor.
I'm talking about the X Factor.
You know what we call X Factors? Just average players.
Next topic.
It's playoff time.
If they had been shooting team 45,
what are you talking about?
And Boston is going to be tough.
Thank you.
Next question.
What type of reaction do you think you guys will get?
Cheers.
I don't want to see you on the mound ever again. Ever.
Right now.
Does it make all the Duca go away? No.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What a big week.
Oh, my God.
It's a big, big week. We got the two winter teams start their playoffs. And we've got our 3-8 Boston Red Sox showing up finally at home after 11 games on the road, looking just dandy.
Can I add a question to the in no particular order, though, because there's no possible way you can rank dumb questions. Maybe someone will try. Well, I don't know whoever asked David Price that question. Maybe he was just trolling, trying to get a response, probably.
Yes.
But really, do you really think that the Red Sox fans that are going to, you know, brave the cold and probably some crappy weather tomorrow are going to boo this team?
No.
Just because of a crappy road trip?
Not at the announcements and the ceremonies, things like that.
Yeah, bring out the Boston Pops, no. Bring out the Patriots,
the
bring
what?
Out the trophies.
No, bring out the who?
I heard the Boston Pops. Glenn's all fired up about the Boston Pops.
Trying
That's
to appeal,
my type of music.
Trying to appeal to young demos once again.
I love the Boston Pops. Play some Glenn Miller.
Please. The Boston Pops. Give me a break.
You're trying to appeal to a young demographic audience out there,
and you're bringing in the Boston Pops?
What they do is it's old meets new. What they do is they take some...
No, it's old meet old.
No. Then they play like Kanye West. They play Eminem.
The Boston Pops
does not
that's do
what
Kanye.
They do.
No, they don't.
Someone's on the harp going, wiki, wiki, wiki.
They play Mitch Miller. That's what they play.
I think it's disrespectful that they think Keith Lockhart was the second baseman for the Braves. He's the man.
Pretty good second baseman. Different guy.
Yeah, so the fact that people actually think, and I've heard it a lot.
You
already asked me this, and I told you I've heard it a lot today.
You've heard a lot of people say that they're going to boo players tomorrow. Give me
this
a name.
Question.
I want names.
We're not the only sports talk radio show in this town.
Okay, what
There's
dope?
Other ones.
What dope
wait,
said
wait,
it?
Wait,
was
wait,
it
wait,
Bertrand?
Wait,
was it Zolak? What dope said it?
Who's the fat one?
Do you
That's
think
Bertrand.
Do you think it's like... Are we talking about during like the introductions in ring ceremonies?
Not going
to
happen.
In general, it was a vague, broad question, but to me, it has no relevance whatsoever.
We brought up the whole thing. What was it? 2003. Chad Fox. Right? So... That when they came back to Fenway after a long road trip, this guy that nobody knew, who has never done anything for any of these fans in their lives, all they know is that he went on the road and he sucked. He blew a couple of games. So when he came back, it wasn't a ring ceremony. It was Red Sox fans that like are just angry because they haven't won a championship. So, I mean, but if they had won the World Series that year, you know, the year before, no, they're not going to boom now. If Chris Sale gives up four in the first and
That's
they make two or three
story.
Errors behind him,
it's a different story.
They'll boo at the end of the first.
He's throwing the ball at 86 miles an hour in the third inning.
So there's two different times.
Right, and they're losing the game. You bet the crowd will act different. Anybody who's telling you that they're going to boo on a ring ceremony day, on opening day, despite they were 3-8, this doesn't understand
it's
it.
So
doesn't, hasn't seen this
you,
before.
You, the whole theme was, hey, let's not turn the page. The book has not ended. There's still
a mistake.
So the memories, everything that happened, the parade. You know,
why are you wasting your time? It's not going to happen.
I just, you know why I'm wasting
Zero
my time?
Zero chance. You want to bet? You want to put a bet on it?
Four hours.
Oh, it's a good point.
4 hours. So I thought I'd start with there's
something
things,
that'll never happen in your life. Right.
And we're going to get to the second one. The first thing was this when I heard that question, because we've been talking about it, and I heard the sound. It was just the first thing that came to my mind. The other thing that we're going to get to at some point in time during the show, you call it, because I want to just go nuts and vent like crazy. I can't handle it anymore. WWE fans, I hate you.
We'll get to them.
All of you. I hate ESPN. I hate Dale, and I hate Keith. And I hate the guy that's pushing the buttons in there, Eamon. I hate
Stop
you,
it.
Too. I hate any WWE Heyman? Talk.
Stop.
It's not real. It's Heyman. Fake.
Heyman.
I'm with you there.
Hates Heyman.
I'm kidding. I love Dale. I love Keith. But I hate
no,
Heyman.
You already said it.
We'll get to
Ryan,
it.
Save the tape. Save the tape. He already hates him. It's already out. Sorry. All right, let's start with the Red Sox, because I thought this weekend, this was a crappy team they were playing. Come on. This is awful team.
Oh, you so felt you, so good
awful
that first,
team.
That, on that Friday
awful
night.
Team. And I, what did I say on Friday? I said, I want
to
sweep. Worst case scenario.
Take
you take two out of three. Because why? Because we looked at Sunday's starting pitcher, and we said the Red Sox might be in trouble on Sunday.
Best game of the trip.
of the entire trip. Of the 11 games.
Bullpen day.
Of the 11 days. Forget these starters. Let's go to the beginners.
All right, I'll say this. You're right. That was it's a bad baseball team.
Bad.
They're not very good. Arizona. This goes to my anger of last year. Where it was, you know, if they swept Arizona, it was like, who cares? They're
Hector
a bad
Velasquez
team.
Hector Velasquez sucks.
You know, the asterisks. You know, that doesn't count. That doesn't matter. Who cares? There's a lot of bad teams. They beat them. This hopefully would open your eyes. Like, every year, hopefully we get a little bit smarter. Well, we realize that there's no such thing when you sweep a team as like, oh, that's a bad sweep. Or when you come out 17, yeah, but look at the record of the teams. Who cares? Seattle sucks. They're not staying where they are. They're not a good baseball team.
No.
Neither
Oakland.
Is Arizona.
Oakland.
We'll look back
either.
At this and we'll say, oh, they were 1-3 against them, 1-2 against them. Yeah, because winning a lot of games is hard to do. So all the people that made fun of them last year and didn't want to give them credit for W's, I just think you don't get it. You never got it. It's not easy to win. You can't just roll the balls out there and win. Last year's team was focused. They didn't matter who they played. They worried about themselves and playing the same style of ball. And whether it was a good team, bad team, they went out there and they kicked the crap out of them. This year's team, they haven't found that yet. I think the season crept up on them. Physically, I get it. You want to have some restrictions? Because you played deep in October, fine. Mentally, time to get your head out of your ass.
No, they're not ready for the
baseball team better than anyone.
I swear to God, they're not ready for the start of the season. You're right.
Mentally.
Right. So we can look at the starting pitching and we can say, all right, you pitched a lot of innings out of the bullpen in October. You wanted to baby them, so you're going to be 2, maybe 3 weeks behind in the process through spring spring.
Do you really? Well, hold on, because I don't want. I know you're going to go on a long monologue.
I'm not going on.
And
a long
I don't
want
to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So before you keep going,
you want to fall asleep now?
Do you really
fall asleep now?
Do you really?
Let Lou and I do the show for 4 hours.
It's a serious question, Glenn.
It's baseball,
Glenn. It's a serious question.
Go ahead. Okay.
I hope it's better than some of the other questions you asked already.
Does it get any better than that?
What's your question?
Do you really think, because I just feel like you can't add what happened in spring training. You can't add as far as what they did, how many reps they got, how many pitches they threw, how many innings they threw. It was basically the same as it was last year.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so I want you to go do the numbers, because I had seen the numbers, but somebody stole all my paperwork.
so the numbers are useless.
I'm just saying, it wasn't this drastic difference. It wasn't this huge difference from the year before. And everything worked out fine last year. Because people are pointing to that like it's a thing.
I just
don't think it is.
Okay.
I think it's the thing I told you the other day. And then he threw 90. Let's just call it. If he threw 100 pitches, just call it. Call it 100 pitches last year in spring training. He threw 90 this year. Do you think that's big enough to make a difference and have him come out to a slow start?
I think they purposely held these guys back and they slowed down the process. And you can't tell me that is not a factor. Now, pushing that aside, because they're third time through. Starting tonight, tomorrow, their third time through. So let's see how they are right now. There will be no excuse going forward third time around.
Five number ones.
But I'll go back to what Lou said. Their head's up their ass. They're not focused.
Well, that I agree.
So I understand that you're going to have one game. These are terrific players. These are Gold Glove outfielders. You're going to have one game in which you screw up. But then you correct it right away. You sit there and say, uh-oh, we can't do this all season. They're doing it from game to game to game.
Well, my thing is that, you know, you need 100% focus, right? I mean, Are they all there right now? Mentally, were they ready? And physically, I get it, some restrictions. But when you look at the bullpen, talk about physically. Bullpens looked really good, right?
Yeah.
That was the best Hector Velasquez I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but
by
they
the
worked
way.
A lot.
94-95. Hector Velasquez threw 11 in the third innings in camp. He had six appearances. He's going one or two a whack. You know what I mean? This kid, when you look, a Workman, by the way, 9 appearances in camp. So the bullpen, now I know Brazier had that toe thing, right? So he only had 2 or 3, but. Yeah. For the most part, a lot of these guys, and I tell you what, I like the kid Walton, who came in the other day. I saw him throw down
Marcus.
I like him a lot, too. He threw a lot.
He is a strike thrower.
These guys got their normal work in.
Well, that's why I think it's relievers. The difference, Christian.
So physically, I get it, but mentally, it's like, are they 100% in right now? Or are they like 90, 95? And that 5% of just kind of maybe focus isn't there or whatever, that drive to... You know, because you got embarrassed the year before. I believe in that. You got embarrassed 2 years in a row in the postseason. You came in last year with a new coach, new attitude. You're focused from the beginning. You played good baseball in camp. Now, this year, it's different. And I think it's only natural. You know, I think it is. I don't know how to kind of get guys mentally ready after winning the World Series. I have no clue. But I think it's natural. So we stop trying to figure out a way to kind of repeat. It's really hard to do it. All I know is that mentally, they just don't look like they're into it
yet. But that's on Alex. That's Alex Cora's job right now. Alex Cora's job was, and he argued with us when we were down at spring training and said, I don't want to turn the page. I want to continue doing what we're doing. I think he's finding out you can't do that, that there are got to be short-term goals. You can't sit there and extend it out over 2 years. And for him, it's really been 3 because he was the bench coach of the team that won the World Series 2 years ago.
As a fan, right? So you're asking a team to come back and be just as hungry to win another World Series mentally. And I just don't know if it's possible. I really don't. Because as a fan, how did you feel in 2005 when the season started? As a fan, they just won the World Series for the first time in 86 years. How did you feel as a fan? Were you as a fan, as hungry to see your team win?
I don't know, man.
I just think it's natural. Like, why did the Yankees do it? Because they're freaking loaded, just like this team. But still, there's got to be that focus of... Where we were in September and October, let's not forget how we got there. We got there by what we did in camp. We got there by how we played in April. And I just think that foundation this year is so busy trying to figure out how the hell to kind of keep the ball moving in the right direction that maybe you just lost a little bit of focus as far as what we needed to do to come out of camp, because it wasn't very pretty in camp.
Hey, Christian, I'm writing off the starting pitching to this point. Because I do believe they worked less this spring than they did a year ago. But what Lou's talking about is a major problem with outfielders not communicating. I mean, what are we talking about here? And listen, I think they were probably all pissed off and didn't want to make a big deal about it that they had to play 11 out on the road before they came home. Because they went straight from Fort Myers out to the West Coast, all right? And played in Arizona and then started the season. I get that. I understand that. And maybe we'll forget about that 3 weeks from now. But still, you can't get off at 3-8 out of the gate?
No, they shouldn't. And I hate that excuse as well. Oh, on the road. I get it. Okay, would you rather have 11 games in a row at home? Because you tried that last year. And
it's cold.
Everybody bitched about how cold it was and how hard it was to play. You know, you want to bang on an 11-day road trip? Do it the first road trip of the season. Team kind of come together a little bit. You're not that exhausted. Would you rather do it in August? I would say the schedule benefited them, but they played like dog piss, and that was the problem. And they came back 3-8. You know, it's just a reality. They know they didn't play well. I mean, look at them. They're 3-8 right now. Against Oakland's a good team, but the other one, Seattle, okay, they got a lineup. They could swing it a little bit. Just wasn't pretty. They got to turn it around.
Listen, they got to turn it around pretty quickly here. You can't go out and play 500 ball for the next 3 or 4 weeks. You've got to get right back into this thing and show some life. All right, we're going to get 2 more on the Red Sox. They're scheduled to play tomorrow. The weather forecast a little bit shaky. It's much better for Wednesday. And usually, if you know you're getting bad weather, they may move it to Wednesday. We'll let you know if there's any word about that during the course of the afternoon.
And your kids die, too.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
We'll be okay. You know, I think everybody in here understands that. And we just got to take it one game at a time, just like we did last year when we won 108 games and 119 on the season and the World Series champion. We just need to get back home. Our fans will remind us how good we are.
What type of reaction do you think you guys will get?
Cheers, I hope. You know, I don't think anybody's ever gotten their World Series rings and gotten booed, so I think we'll get cheered.
I don't know. Mutt says it's going to happen. We'll see. I'd like to put the bet on with Mutt, see if he wants to take the action. All right, this whole premise, and Christian brought it up as well, and I've heard it from various people, about this is no different than what they did in spring last year. So let's look at the numbers. Rick Porcello last spring pitched 16 innings in spring training. This year he pitched 7 1/3. Brian Johnson pitched 15 and two-thirds innings a year ago in spring training.
Oh, he's already gone.
He pitched 5 2/3 this year. Chris Sale pitched 15 and a third innings a year ago. He pitched 9 in spring this year. Velasquez, who was good yesterday for 3 innings, he pitched 16 and two-thirds last year in spring. He's pitched 8 2/3.
Price.
And David Price, 12 last year, 12 this year. He's the only one that has pitched the same, and that's not a lot of innings.
Okay,
12 innings is not a lot of innings.
Okay, so the biggest difference for me was, let me see, so Porcello went from 16 to 7 1/3. Oh, it really, so him and Sale both basically is almost like half.
Well, let me ask you, though, those numbers you just threw out there, does that include the minor league games in the backfield?
No, it does not.
See, that's the problem. And I'd like that they did it last year. This year, I didn't keep track of how many innings they threw last year in the backfields or this year in the backfields, but there was every other start or so last year, I remember, say Price would go back there and throw, you know, 5 innings, but they made sure it was only 15 pitches per. So we'd throw in a minor league ballpark and there'd be 5 innings, you know, and you'd get it up to whatever that is, 75 pitches. But that didn't, when you go to like MLB and stat-wise or whatever for spring training, it doesn't show up.
Yeah, right. So I guess ultimately my point is that it is less physical and just more mental. And that's it. If I was going to, you know, 75% mental,
yeah,
25%.
They're not ramped up.
And it just, that to
opening
me is,
day.
And I get it, you know, the first couple games and, oh, you get smacked around. And then you go out to Arizona and literally just get your ass handed to you. To the point where they put 15 runs up.
Goodbye. But there's just a lot of little things. I think it was, you know, Nunez at third. There was a line drive that he jumped and it went off his glove. And it's a catch. You know, Brock Holt at second base, someone hit that line drive. And it was
a
dive.
How about Devers in the ball? The glove takes off with the ball. Remember that play?
Yeah, and there was a dive that, you know, he dove and he missed it. And it's a dive. But there are certain things, it's like routine sort of dives. You know what I mean? Brock Holt, how you make that play all the time. Even Benintendi in left field, I think it was the other day, it might have been Saturday, where he dove and missed a ball, whatever. I'm like, plays should be made.
All right, here's the Brock star.
You know, and then you go with like some decision making, the ball that dropped for Porcello in center field. You know, I think Mookie can take
slow
a little bit more charge to that ball. I mean, it's just been really sloppy.
See, that's the
all
stuff.
Around. The physical stuff, the pitchers, are they ready to compete? Maybe not physically, you know, maybe not. But I think that part is understandable, given what they gave you in October. But it's more of the just that little edge that you have when you get embarrassed 2 years in a row and you're hungry to win a World Series with a new manager, as opposed to the little edge that's gone because you just won a World Series.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make is I think the starting pitching, and their woes, and they've been awful, terrible, is by design. And as you know, they did not pitch an awful lot. They weren't really taxed. You're right, Christian. Last spring training, by design, they did less taxing of those arms this year. And so it's by design. You would expect they're getting off to a slow start. It's all of the other things by other players that really concerns me.
So with that, I almost feel like they're wasting the bullpen. And I hate the fact that I'm actually bringing up the bullpen.
But wasting it in what way?
Well, you're getting a really good performance from these guys, and they're losing games.
Except for Thornburg. That's the only one.
Well, I would say, yesterday, right. I mean, no, it was like they basically saved the day. It was a complete bullpen success.
Red Sox have no bullpen,
but ultimately, you would think that that's gonna correct itself.
Yes.
And so is everything else.
Yes.
You just hope that they're not off at the same time where you know, okay, well, the bullpen is sucky, but everybody else is playing great, but now you're losing the game because the bullpen can't protect the lead.
So if you're
so you're sitting there going, oh, crap, here it awful. Comes again.
But if you're a betting man, you would bet that the starting pitching, because they're good, and they're paid an awful lot of money because they're good.
Oh,
they're
going to bet on this.
They're going to straighten their act out.
Okay.
All right? My guess is that the bullpen will still be a problem.
Well, see, that's my point.
Forward.
So your starting pitching is gonna come around, and then your bullpen will. And so I can just see this always. I can see them always being snake bit, being a good, talented team, but using unlucky situations or circumstances beyond their control as the reason why they end up ultimately having a crappy record.
To me, the biggest reason, the biggest issue with starting off 3-8 is that, you know, as far as wiggle room goes, you know, there's going to be an injury or two. And can you withstand a bad month? I mean, right now, you know, you got to get going. You know, you can't afford to have another bad week, 2-week stretch here. You know, you're staring at, I don't know, 7-17.
Yankees are starting to hit.
7-18. But I'm just saying, and then you finally play good baseball. You know, this team is obviously capable of going, you know, say 18-6, you know, over a stretch. But then what's that next stretch look like? Is that another 3-8 kind of type of stretch? So it's you're already giving yourself – they can say everybody goes 3-8 during the season. That's fine. But you don't want to burn one little wild card here early on. You know, if you're going to give me one 3-8 stretch, I'd rather have it like in July or August. Now there's a good chance that they're going to have two of these stretches throughout the year, maybe even three of them.
Well, they haven't had any major injuries. You just talked about
that. That's what I'm
saying. Eventually, you're going to lose a couple of guys, and then you're going to be taxed. But I would say I'd watch out for the Yankees right now. They're starting to hit. Their pitching has been better than people thought it would be. They've had some bullpen issues, but that's what really isn't that the problem.
It starts to snowball. You know
the rest of the division.
I'm just saying you're 3-8, and all of a sudden now here you go. You know, maybe you go 3-1, and you're sitting there at 6-9. You're like, okay, we're playing better baseball, and all of a sudden Mookie does something, and he's out for 3 weeks. You know, or David Price hurts his elbow, and he's out for a month, and then it turns into, well, you know, when we get everybody back, we'll be just fine. You know, okay, but you know, you didn't exactly get that good foundation to be able to withstand. Whether it be a big injury or a bad stretch again, that's the biggest issue. The start that you have, you worry that there's some kind of snowball effect. Because injuries do happen. They really didn't last year for the most part. You had Sale.
That catches up to you, too. You don't usually go 2 years in a row without having major injuries.
Yeah, but ultimately, they're just too talented.
Yes.
To just write them off at any point in time. I can just see them hovering around. You know, figuring it out, similar to what the Patriots did last year. You know, struggling. You're like, who is this team? What are they doing? Next thing you know, they had us all fooled in the end. They were just too talented. They knew exactly what they needed to do. They still put themselves in a decent position. Didn't win the AFC, but had a first round home game, first round bye home game. They went on the road and won it.
See, and there's so many bad teams in the American League that they're going to go on one of these runs where they're going to win an awful lot.
It should be now.
Games. Yes,
starting tomorrow.
Yes, I would say starting tomorrow. Toronto, and though Toronto's throwing two guys at you in the two game series that have really been the best that they've given so far. They're two starting pitchers that are going in the next 2 days because the rest of them, they're not hitting worth crap.
They're throwing the ball pretty good.
Batting about .183. And, you know, it's Justin Smoke and about other guys.
Galvis,
you have no idea.
The only guy that's hitting for them. And they've got, you know, Shoemaker, the kid that was out in Anaheim that was hit or miss. He's
pitched two good ones.
Back to back, seven inning, two hit shutouts.
Right.
And the kid Sanchez is finally healthy and throwing the ball. So those are the two guys you get.
Yeah, unfortunately,
you got to come out and swing.
Bad timing. You do. All right, we're going to get to the Celtics coming up next because for some reason, Brad Stevens felt that was like an important must game that he had to throw his people out there in meaningful minutes. And I'm trying to figure out why. How did that make any sense at all? And oh yeah, two guys went down with injuries during the course of the game. We'll get to that coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Brad, if Indiana loses, will you pull your guys back?
No, we're planning on playing regardless, and we're not really paying attention to that tonight. I think one of the things that we want to do is we want to feel good about how we're playing. We want to play well. We want to play together. We want to play with purpose. We haven't beaten these guys yet this year. First of all, they're very good. They're very well coached. And so this is a heck of a challenge for us. We're not focused on Indiana or anybody else today.
Scalic's an asset that way. That's why I said that.
Blame it on Scal, Dan.
So I don't get it. That was Brad Stevens before the game. I don't get it. So the game means absolutely nothing. Why do you have to show Orlando that you can beat them? They're going to be at best a sixth seed. You're not going to see them in the playoffs. What are you talking about? And right now, I think based on, you know, we'll see how healthy Collison is by Sunday. But you have a great matchup against Indiana. You have the home court advantage. You already knew going into the game that you are all set with the home court advantage. And you got to go out there and send your guys and bust your ass for that game?
Well, you got to play to the end of the game.
No, you don't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Inconsistent.
When that game, you're talking about the game against Orlando, right, obviously.
Yes.
So when that game started, you already knew.
You knew.
Indiana had lost, so you have wrapped up the fourth seed.
Correct.
It was done. Whether you can get the third seed or not.
Whether
you long
want
shot.
To get the third seed or not.
Well, I mean, that's part. I guess
with,
that could
like
be part
said,
of it also.
The way Indiana's been
I don't want the three
track.
Seed. You haven't beaten Orlando. So was he trying to...
They've been hot.
So was he trying to win that game to hopefully get the number three seed, which the chances were very slim.
No, you know what he's
so
trying to
So you could
do.
Play Orlando?
No, what he's trying to do is, like he said, they're trying to play good basketball. They want to finish the year playing good basketball.
Then why are they but sitting is, everybody for tomorrow's
see,
game?
That's the inconsistent part of it all. Like, you know, Brad Stevens has always talked about seeding, how it's important. Kyrie Irving says it's not. Let's just get to the postseason, right?
This get is, healthy.
Yeah, the players, it's more about healthy. It's about getting to the postseason. They're faced with two games to go. They know they're the four seed. The outside chance of getting the three, which probably wasn't going to happen. I mean, Philly got to play Chicago at the end of the year again. And they just beat them by 20. And all of a sudden, this is the game you want to go all out rather than rest these guys? And what do you do? You come out of it with
seeding.
You know, with Tatum with some kind of shin contusion, and you've got some oblique strain from Marcus Smart.
I got a conspiracy theory on this one. They played their ass off against Miami, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because Miami and Orlando were fighting for that last spot, I'm wondering if he, for some reason, and he seems to be a really good guy who cares about equity in the world and equity in the NBA, if he looked at it and said, we played our ass off against Miami, we need to do the same thing against Orlando to try to be fair to other teams. Mm. And if that's the case, it's dumb. All you should worry about is the Boston Celtics and putting yourself in the best position. So now Marcus Smart goes down with an injury. Here's the other one.
Oh, Lord.
Tatum goes down with an injury right out of the gate.
Does he have to fall to the floor?
And the coach
gets shot in the ribs.
It looks like
what's wrong with him? Yeah. For such a tough guy, he's such a drama queen.
It looks to me like that.
It looked like someone shot him from the third row.
It did. You're right.
And he stumbled. He's like, it's all that was left was him to get him and say, thank you, thank you.
Well, it's even better. He left the game, and he said, I'm fine, I'm fine. Thought he's not coming back in this game. And Brad Stevens puts him right back in the game. He doesn't miss a possession.
No.
Right? He goes right back in the game. And then as he's coming down the floor, nobody's touching him, and suddenly he falls to the ground.
So weird. He's such a hard guy to like. You just have to commit to loving him despite his antics. Fine. And I think you mentioned this earlier. I don't even know. But and Tatum was another issue also.
How did he didn't know about it?
So Stevens didn't know that Tatum was hurt. You have the sound of it?
Ready? You said you didn't know about Tatum's shin contusion. Was that something like, did the medical staff not know either, and he didn't tell anyone, or was it just not relayed? Or
I don't know. I'll have to follow. It was never told to me as it was something that would keep him from playing. He did the whole shoot around this morning. He got warmed up. He did his whole workout. He felt great. I don't know. For whatever reason, when he jumped in the first quarter, he felt it. I don't know what it was.
So if anybody's got an issue, next to the last game of the season, anybody's got an issue, shouldn't be playing that.
No. Now, you know what? I give him a break on that. That's a player issue.
I don't know.
Maybe.
You go through warm-ups, and then you get out there, you're like, oh, my bad.
He's a young player.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay, so he didn't really know what was going on. He put his coach in a bad position.
But I just think that, you know, once that game starts, you know you're the 4 seed. And, I don't know, maybe you play these guys for a half and just you want to rest the last couple games, you do it. That's when you do it.
See, I think
I was inconsistent.
I think it's more discouraging, and I'm reading Gary Washburn and all these others. The playoffs are here, and things are lined up nicely for the Celtics. Really? They played their ass off.
Who's ready for Celtic playoff basketball?
In a home game against the Orlando Magic, a team they can't beat, and guess what? Couldn't beat them at home yesterday.
See, I don't read it that way. When I saw the headline, you know, we were talking about this. I read it as far as the team they get to play, I think we all think Indiana is the team. That's the team you want to play. So afterwards, it'll end up with the way, however it ends. But right now, as far as what's the best case scenario for you, the best matchup. Sorry, I should say that the best matchup for you, it's Indiana.
The one thing I think over the last 10 games, and it really has been maybe half of that, has been the emergence of Gordon Hayward. But let's face it, he hasn't missed the basket in how long, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's part of it right now. That's not going to continue, but he's showing a little bit more life out there. And why? Because he got a little bit more playing time because Jaylen Brown went down with an injury. So, again, subtraction really works out for this team because other guys get an opportunity to play.
Daddy's always happy.
But if you're telling me they're peaking right now, the last 10 games, they're 5-5. Indiana's 3-7. Indiana has finally hit the wall without Victor Oladipo. They've finally hit the wall. They can't do it. They don't have enough guys that can score. They play their ass off, and defensively, they're pretty damn good. But they don't have enough guys that can score without Oladipo.
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
Milwaukee is 7-3 in the last 10. Toronto was 7-3, and oh, yeah, they've been resting some players during that stretch. Boston is 5-5. Why am I feeling good?
Well, the only reason why you're feeling this way and it shakes your head is because there was a couple of injuries, correct? But that is the risk you take. You know, when you had things wrapped up, it just the whole theme has been like, we're just going to flip the switch in the postseason. We're just trying to be healthy down the stretch, and that's fine, you know. But in a game that really kind of meant nothing, you had a couple of injuries. If everybody stayed healthy, you know, and you got through that game, you probably just said, okay, whatever, they lost, and they're all going to sit the next game. But because there was a couple of injuries, it looks inconsistent. That's what I would say, just because they're based on the result.
I tell you what, I feel a lot better about the first round as far as...
Yeah, because of Indiana. Yeah.
Because of Indiana.
Indiana said, yeah, they can't do it anymore.
Well, you said Gordon Hayward. To me, that he's still the biggest difference maker on this team.
Yes.
Draper can talk about Al Horford all he wants. I know Al's going to do Al things, and Kyrie's going to show up.
I'm talking about the X Factor.
But with this team to reach certain heights and expectations when the season started, it was about Gordon Hayward. I mean, you grabbed an all-star. You got him back. When is he ever going to show up to be that guy he was in Utah? The way he's played recently, he's the one guy that really elevates this team, I think.
Right.
I mean, you know, Tatum, you see, whatever. You know, Marcus Morris hopefully had some shots. Jaylen Brown will check in. But Gordon Hayward to be consistent, anything close to what he was, now you feel a little bit different about this team. The question is, can he keep it up?
So you did what you were supposed to do Friday. You go out to Indiana. You beat them. Okay, you beat them soundly. And as I said, I think they've hit the wall, and you're right. The reason that they're going to win the first round is they're simply a better team than Indiana. If they were facing Orlando in the first round, would you feel the same way?
No.
No, I wouldn't. But they're facing Indiana, and they're a better team than Indiana. But it doesn't. I don't see them getting any closer to where Milwaukee is or where Toronto is. And even in the stretch where Gordon Haywood has played like that all-star that we've been waiting for, they're 5-5, while these other teams are 7-3.
They're just so so they get through the first round. I actually think they'll sweep the first round.
No, I don't.
Worst case scenario, it's one loss. Maybe one loss. I'll give them one loss at home. Five. Because I agree with you 100% as far as they've hit the wall. Even if you look at their record, they're basically a 500 team.
Yeah.
They're 21-21 since like January 26th, and 21 of those wins, only four of them have been against winning teams. The rest, it's just been good timing, great circumstances, and they beat up on the crappy ones. And now you're sitting there going, oh, okay, a lot of smoke and mirrors. And so they had such a big lead early on that they were able to keep that spot, and good for them.
See, I'd love to say five games because it really should be five games. But I think we've had, I mean, I won't say better Celtics teams because this is obviously a very talented team. But as far as team goes, the way they play, you've seen better Celtics teams play.
Come on, Debbie Downer.
And they still go seven.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked. I think I expected to go seven. Because there'll be some games you're going to shake your head like you have all year long going, what the hell was that last night?
Yeah, I'm with Christian, though. If this team is showing some improvement and there seems to be a more optimistic feeling out there about them, you can't go beyond five games against Indiana. Indiana's a shell of themselves, okay? You have to win in five games. But it's interesting that they win that game on Friday, and if I'm Brad Stevens, I'm shutting everything down at that point. I'm going to let my fringe players get an opportunity to play. There's nothing else to prove right now.
Well, I would say that once – well, you're right, and that's a question of would you rather play the 6 seed? Do you want three? Do you want to play a team like Orlando that's hot right now?
No.
But once Philly won the other night, you know, and now it's like a 2-game lead with two to go, and you look at what they have left, then you could sit there and say, okay, we're not playing for the 3 seed.
But does it mean, Lou, or is he inconsistent? That, you know, one night he'll be concerned about health, and the next night he'll be concerned about them winning, and I just don't see the consistency.
I'm not sure he is. I think there's inconsistencies between he and his players, because I think he came out when Kyrie and others were talking about just flip the switch, the seeding's over with. He still talked about how important the seedings were. Remember last year, the only reason why maybe we beat Milwaukee is because we had a higher seed.
Yeah, but he had a seed all locked in yesterday.
Yeah, well, he still could have got the 3.
Yeah, but why would you want to go to three?
He wants his team playing good basketball together down the stretch. Whoever he plays, he wants that unit to play good basketball. That is his goal.
Why aren't they playing tomorrow night?
It seems like his team just sort of said, whatever, we'll just see what happens in a week. There's inconsistencies between he and maybe some of his team.
No, yesterday I thought they played real hard. I thought they played like they wanted to win the game, which is even more frightening to me. Al Horford was the only one that had limited minutes in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was playing. Look at the number of minutes. There were a lot of minutes played. He wanted to win that game. The players wanted to win that game. And to me, it's more disappointing that they wanted to win the game and couldn't win the game.
Go Celtics!
Did you hear before the game, Scal and Abby's back,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it was kind of uncomfortable.
And this is in the game itself.
Yeah.
And they were talking back and forth about this whole seeding thing. And Scal nailed it. He nailed it. You want to play Indiana right now. Indiana is reeling. They're in trouble. They finally hit the Oladipo wall. You want to play them. I have no idea what the game plan was.
Scal, you had some interesting thoughts on what the Celtics, what you'd like to see them do here as far as seeding goes.
I want them to get the 4 seed.
Because why?
Play Indiana. Abby, have you seen Indiana play?
Jeez.
Like anybody else seen Indiana play? Am I the only one that's seen Indiana play?
But you're honestly afraid of the Nets?
I'm not afraid of anybody. You have to pick and choose. Indiana is falling like a rock. If you just watch and you can see Indiana right now, if they started the season without Victor Oladipo, they would not be a playoff team.
I got to say something.
Go ahead, fire away.
Hero. Scal, be easy on her. You know?
Thank you.
He's being a mother.
What? I understand all that. I just, come on,
she's a mother?
Indiana.
Get off her back.
Wait, what? Yeah, she's
Tommy,
a mother?
Tommy, baby.
Tommy just lost it right there.
Stop being her mother?
Stop telling her to get the right information.
Be Tommy, easy on
come on, Tommy. I love you dearly, but you're doing a broadcast, and you got to get this stuff right. And Scal is right.
Yo, it keeps going.
Scal nailed it.
Keeps going.
Indiana right now is having such a hard time getting wins. This is a team you want to play.
Scal, fire away.
Yeah, just think about Brooklyn. Think about these guys. Think about Detroit. Like, you guys pick a team. If I'm the one going
out there. I'm with you, Scal.
Okay, Abby?
Yes, I'm here.
And Mike?
I'm with you, Scal.
I really wasn't a yes.
I'm with you.
Hold on. I'm with you.
I'm right behind you, Scal.
I like the matchup of the Pacers, but I don't think that the Celtics should tank to get there.
Oh, boy.
I don't think they'll tank.
They're not tanking.
they're not tanking tonight, I'll tell you.
They're getting tanked at the moment.
They're getting tanked, yeah.
Poor Abby. Abby's been away from it for a while.
Was that as uncomfortable as it felt watching and listening to it?
Yes, it was uncomfortable. And Tommy was sitting there, you know, being very protective of the woman, obviously.
Scal,
you know?
Be easy on her.
Scal was doing what you're supposed to do. Be opinionated about this stuff. Tell us exactly how you feel. And I think Scal was right. If you want to face the team in the first round, if I'm the Celtics, I want Indiana right
She's
now.
She's being a mother.
I mean, it's not tanking, though. You know, I mean,
they were playing their ass off yesterday.
That's a buzzword, though.
That was Scal's point. Scal's point was, you're playing your ass off. You're playing all these guys. He even said, I think at halftime, he said, I think he'll sit guys in the second half. Because you don't need to win this game.
I'm with you.
I'm right behind you, Scal.
You don't want to move up to the number three seed.
No.
You've got the perfect seed right now. And there's really no difference between Milwaukee or Toronto, right, when you get to the next round. They both are better than you right now. If you want to beat them, you're going to have to play your best. It was really kind of strange and uncomfortable.
Yeah, Scal's a big bully.
He's
going to get suspended for a month.
I know, but the reality is that Orlando is one of the hotter teams in the East.
Yes,
right now,
and so, they've been for 2 months.
Yeah, they jump up to that six seed. Now all of a sudden, what are you doing? Does that team really want to play?
That's an upset. I tell you what, they
as opposed to the team that's finally the reality is finally starting to settle in.
I don't know how they've played against Philadelphia this year, but so maybe there's a bad matchup there. But I would be worried if I'm Philadelphia playing an Orlando team the way they're playing right now. They play their ass off. They got guys that can score. They got guys like Ross coming off the bench. They can score. They're big up front. All right, 617-779-7937. We get to the phone calls on the Red Sox, on the Celtics, and more coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.